Meanwhile, Benazir Bhutto's assassination has become a talking point on the campaign trail in Iowa. Contenders from both parties have reacted to the news by claiming to be the candidate with the most foreign policy experience, or the toughest record on national security, or even the closest relationship to Bhutto.
We want to make clear that we stand with the people of Pakistan in their quest for democracy.
America feels a strong sense of connection to something like this because of what's happened to us.
I have known Benazir Bhutto for a dozen years, and I knew her as a leader.
I'm the one with the experience, so perhaps it may serve to enhance those credentials or make people understand that I've been to Waziristan. I know Musharraf.
The voices of Barack Obama, Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain.
Slate's John Dickerson is in Iowa, where the caucuses are less than a week away. John, the assassination of Benazir Bhutto is now about one day old. In the campaigning you saw yesterday, how did it affect what's going on?
Well, every candidate addressed it in their remarks. It was the first thing they talked about here on the stump in Iowa. And it broke down a couple of different ways. Hillary Clinton has been making the case that she'll be ready as president on day one, and this is a message that sort of meshed nicely with what she's been saying. It's a dangerous world. You need somebody who has experience. That's the core of her message. John McCain, also in Iowa yesterday, was talking about how he's been to all of these different places in Pakistan. He has a long history of studying the country. He first went there in 1978. And again, stressing his experience on the issue. Rudy Giuliani has a new ad about the danger of terrorists that came out before this assassination. And so he, too, was talking about the danger from terrorists and living in a dangerous world. And so they were all trying to feed this news into their core message.
So I know it's hard when you're covering a lot of different candidates and driving from event to actually sit down and try to get some sense of voters. But do people in Iowa think this is an important event for those of us here in the United States?
They do think it's an important event, but it wasn't among the few voters I talked to. It wasn't the first thing they were talking about. They are focused on health care and the economy and the Iraq war. But when John McCain spoke, he, in fact, took note of that and said, here's why Pakistan is important to you, doing a little bit of an educational message there to explain why voters should care about it.
In the last several days, John, I've read, a lot of news pieces from Iowa noting how few people actually go to these caucuses, that it's not actually a very large selection process. Maybe an event like this would drive more people to the caucuses. That is, maybe anything that sort of stirs up people's interest in the news says, hey, public life really is important. I'm going to go participate.
It's a theory. I think a lot of the people at the caucuses are already tuned into the news. You know, to the extent that this gets into people's lives who haven't been tuned into the news, I would agree. The thing is, the caucus process is not easy. It's not like going into a booth and flipping a switch. You have to appear at a very specific time at a location that's not intuitive. You have to sit in this room and listen to a lot of political party business for a while. So if you're somebody who's not really a political junkie, this news might sort of capture you for a moment, but it would really have to be big news indeed to sustain you through the slightly arduous caucus process.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Thank you again, John.
Thanks, Alex.